the American white man fought the Revolutionary War of 1747. And he came for the Civil War to keep this country intact for himself. And today, he will now fight a race war to keep from having to share this white country on an equal basis with anyone else but his white self. Especially on an equal basis with his 20 million former slaves.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me. My name is Stacy Johnson, and I'm the director of SF Johnson Family and Community Services, and this is Malcolm X Speaks. This is our reflection on Malcolm X, his words, and how he was a leader that would prepare us, his people of color, all people of color, for today. But sadly, it was taken from us, as we all know. And just a little background about Malcolm X. He was born originally as Malcolm Little, born in Omaha, Nebraska. And just, you know, every American should know who Malcolm X is. And because we are so deficient in anything having to do with African Americans that's good, we demonize everything that's black. No one in this country really has a full understanding of Malcolm X and what he did and what he tried to do. Malcolm X was a drug dealer, and he was a gambler, and he was burglar long before he was trying to save America and black people and get us black people on the right path. He could have been shot down selling drugs. Nope, he was shot trying to save his people. So, Malcolm X Speaks is all about Malcolm X and his wisdom and the things that he was trying to teach us that would help us for today. So thank you for joining me. This is it. You know, I'm almost thinking, you know, a lot of us believe we've been here a lot of times before. And between the Black Panthers and Malcolm X, all these people that tried to save black people, it's almost like I've been here before. And this is not my first go around in trying to have a nonprofit and to help not just my people, but all people. And then this time in our country is so crazy, it's ridiculous. So we can learn from what Malcolm X tried to teach us a long time. Okay, so in the wake of January 6th, this speech in particular caught my heart. It kind of touched me, and it is ringing so true. Okay? In our presentation today, we're going to discuss Malcolm X's speech on the American Revolution. His take on the American Revolution, his take on the Civil War, his take on our ongoing, never-ending race war. So that was just a little bit of it that I started with, so now we're going to attempt to play the whole thing. Malcolm X Speaks on the American Civil War.
So again, I ask, where will all of these demonstrate?
Start from the beginning. Let's start. Let's start from the beginning. I've started so many times.
The Civil War was also fought on this country. Not to free the black slaves that is kind of taught in the white man's school, but the Civil War was actually fought to preserve the Union, preserve this country, keep it intact for white people. And today, he will now fight a race war to white country on an equal basis with anyone else but his white self, especially on an equal basis with his 20 million former slaves. So again I ask, where will all of these demonstrations end? And who dares to say that our people are not justified by demonstrating their resistance over the injustice and mistreatment that our people have suffered for 400 years at the hands of this cruel, inhuman American white man? We have nothing to lose but our change. We have nothing to lose but the hell we experience every day living here in these rat-filled slums.
Well, that's the entirety of the speech. The Civil War, the American Civil War, all the wars were fought to keep white America intact for white Americans. January 6th was all about keeping white America intact for white Americans. Screwing with our voting rights is all about keeping white America intact from white Americans. So there is, any doubt Malcolm X scared white America? There's no doubt. So what are your thoughts? Post your thoughts on our website and let us know what you think. My thoughts is that, of course, it all rings true, January 6th. But this notion of keeping America as a white man's country, that's played its course. Although in some minds here in America, it definitely has not. And they refuse to face that reality that white people are the minority in this country. It's up to good, powerful white people and good white people in general, to make this all stop. As we can see, black people, we have no power. It was 56 years ago, and I was born 56 years ago, when the Voting Rights Act was passed and signed. And today, 56 years later, by my 57th birthday, I will have less rights than I had on the day that I was born. Something has to be done. So, join our community. Join us in everything we do, because, something has to be done. I thank you so much for listening and joining. Please visit the website, which is sfjfamilieservices.org. Join our community, donate, volunteer, and please listen in on our upcoming discussions on critical race theory. That'll be fun. Visit our site. Tell us what your experiences are with racism. We really want to know, because that is a part of the concept of cure in our country, because we seem to think the things that black people go through, we're making it up. And so you got to see it on tape, 10,000 times for it to ring true. So part of the concept which is behind studying critical race theory is to expose America to the actual incidents of racism that people of color experience. Please go to our website. Let us know your experiences with racism. I thank you again. And I'll see you next time. Let's listen again.
The Civil War was also fought on this continent. Not to free the black slave that is kind of fought in the white man's school, but the Civil War was to preserve the Union, preserve this country, keep it intact for white people. It was fought to set you free. It was fought to give you the kind of emancipation. It was fought to make you a It was fought out of greed. It was fought out of selfishness. It was fought to keep this country intact for their own white self. In essence, this only means that the American white man fought the Revolutionary War to defend this country for himself. And he then fought the Civil War to keep this country intact for himself. And today, he will now fight a race war to keep from having to share this white country on an equal basis with anyone else but his white self, especially on an equal basis with his 20 million former slaves. So again, I ask, where will all of these demonstrations end? And who dares to say that our people are not justified by demonstrating their resistance over the injustice and mistreatment that our people have 400 years at the hands of this cruel, inhuman American white man. We have nothing to lose but our shame. We have nothing to lose but the hell we experience every day living here in